Hello, everyone. This is the Shaman back in the studio. Friday night, before the opener, the Shamanic Dream Team pulled in the camp. Angus made his first solo trip. He turns 18 tomorrow. Supercore was there.
Hey, Angus. Keep it going for a little while. Yeah.
Angus and Supercore went out on the front porch, and Lily and I went to bed. It was fun just listening to Angus play through the window. I'm going to set this up for you for tomorrow. Angus went out to the rock pile up on top of Gobbler's Knob. Supercore went to the Yaganda Hood, and I went to the new honey hole. The story picks up here in a few minutes with me just getting settled into the new honey hole and finding out there's a gobbler very close by. So, hope you enjoy it. This is my second run in with the galloping gobbler.
I'm out at the new honey hole. This is opening day of 2016 Kentucky Spring Gobbler. I made, well, you could either call this a mistake or you could call it years of experience coming together. There's a gobbler probably less than 50 yards from my blind. He just started to gobble as I sat down. Let's see what happens. There he goes again. Thank you. stays so close that you can hear him shaking the limb when he gobbles. But I think he's hidden by a big cedar tree. I don't think he can see me. Season. Somebody's having trouble. Someone also has the plug out of their magazine. That's four shots. Doing a whole lot of calling to him. He knows I'm there. But I want him to flop down and get off the roost. And as long as I call to him, he's going to stay up there and expect me to come to him. He's just downhill from the peak of the ridge, and then the hens are about another 50, 75 yards down the hill. My guess would be that he'd flop down and go that direction. Just by the campground. Fence line towards the entrance to the campground road. Distance of about 60 yards. My guess is he's coming for me. flopped a little. And that was it. He's dead out in the field. Thank you, Lord. Well, I knew this was going to be a good spot, but I didn't know it was going to be that good. There's still two gobblers out there. I think they're out looking for me. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. What happened was this. I'm at the new honey hole. And this is a tricky blind now to get into in the morning. It's up along a fence. I should probably cut a few wires just so I can get in easier. I was stumbling around in the dark, getting caught up on branches. Finally stumbled into the blind about 5 minutes before legal hunting. Sat down, and 50 yards to my southeast is a big cedar tree, and I think this fella and two hens were roosted there. Whew. I'm almost out of breath. And that's where you guys came in. He flopped down. Oh no. My gobbler's running off. Excuse me, folks.
dead gobbler. That should have been a slam dunk shot this morning. Indeed, he fell over. Gave a few flops. And that was it. I've been talking to you. I don't know what that was. 5-10 minutes. Didn't move. And then all of a sudden, I saw him get up and run off. I got up, ran down the fence line, and he had gotten himself tangled in some old farm fencing. And when I got up to him, he was all tuckered out. And when I went to reach for him, I started grabbing his legs, and off he went. Well, he went off about 10 yards, but in the meantime, I wasted a shot. I think I buried it in a tree trunk. He finally gets over the fence, runs another 10 yards, and collapses, and this time I got smart and waited until I could see his head clear from the rest of the body and finished him off. He was still kicking, though. He put up a heck of a fight. Oh. Well, I guess this is why you don't hunt with a single-shot shotgun. Wow. All my years of turkey hunting, I've never seen any of them come back to life. Oh, well. It's done. Absolutely perfect morning. I'm going to wish you a good morning. I hope yours is at least as good as mine. This is the Shaman. Take care, y'all.